Chapter 4, Forward Kinetics.
Our own lab.
The words had a sort of magic to them, Chuck thought. Their own lab had a name, Forward Kinetics, and it stood at the center of a technology park, emphasis on park, in Silver Spring, Maryland. It was a standalone facility, something Matt had insisted on, and was contained in a low 8,000-square-foot split-level building that seemed to be in the process of tumbling down the gentle slope it occupied. It was beautiful as well as functional, a masterpiece of wood, concrete, and glass with some slate accents. Frank Lloyd Wright would have approved. Chuck had to admit that Matt had a well-developed sense of aesthetics. Rather than the light bulb-filled, primary-color, plastic-script logos that most other high-tech firms used, theirs, a stylized human brain full of gears that meshed with the letters FK, appeared in backlit bronze across the facade. Chuck noticed the building's external features and park-like setting every Monday morning when he pulled his car into the small, tree-bordered lot at the top of the slope. But the internal features captivated him iteratively, on a daily basis, moment by moment. From the tall windows that flooded the two-story foyer with light to the prairie school roofline with its thick cedar beams, and from the travertine floors to the stylized craftsman light fixtures, the lab was warm and welcoming. Today was a special day in the nascent life of Forward Kinetics. Today, they would finalize their research plan. They had been brainstorming for weeks, looking into the range of applications on which to begin their initial trials. Today, they would nail down the final selection and plan the recruitment process. Chuck already knew that he and Matt did not see eye to eye on what constituted a worthy discipline, but they had agreed to take input from the entire executive staff, which now included Eugene and Dice. Their formal designations were Laboratory Director and Robotics Director, respectively. Those were the titles on their business cards and office doors, anyway. Chuck doubted either of them thought of himself as a director of anything. The junior lab staff, there were only six of them, was savvy and self-directed.